Welcome everybody to today's episode of The Lindsay Elmore Show. Today is not just any episode, it is our 100th episode. So today, it's all me. No interviews, just an honest reflection of what got us here and an excited look forward into the future. I appreciate so much you being a listener, for sharing episodes that are meaningful to you with your friends. I hope you will take a moment to head over and to subscribe, rate, and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Not only will that help us to bring the show to more people, but it will also automatically enter you into our next giveaway. Let's get to the show. Welcome to The Lindsay Elmore Show, a podcast for people who deserve to be healthy, with honest, open, and enlightening conversations with doctors, thought leaders, creatives, and spiritual gurus. You'll walk away with simple and tangible tips and tricks that allow you to live your healthiest life so you can pursue your dreams, overcome obstacles, and leave your mark. Welcome, everyone, to the 100th episode of The Lindsay Elmore Show, a podcast for people who believe that they deserve to be healthy. When I first started this show, I wanted to challenge listeners to think about health and wellness in new ways. So many people live their lives bogged down by chronic illness. It may not be diagnosed. It may not be as serious as walking around every day with diabetes and hypertension or autoimmune disease. But a lot of people simply walk through this world in a daze, chronically sleepy, or maybe tossing and turning throughout the evening, unable to do the exercises of their daily lives to keep up with the younger kids around them. I wanted us on this show to tackle tangible ways that we can clear out our emotional clutter and create a vision for ourselves about how we can truly be healthy. This means that we're going to have to push outside of our comfort zone and challenge ourselves to try new things along the way. I wanted to interview thought leaders and doctors and spiritual gurus who came to the show with a powerful story to tell about how they overcame their own health challenges and how they help others to find and stay on a pathway to health. I know that health is about what we eat and how we exercise, but it's so much more than that. I wanted a show that helped you, dear listener, to empower your own health so much that you became a beacon of inspiration for others. Along the way, I have had so many phenomenal conversations. Some of the ones that come to my mind the most as I reflect are the conversations I have had with people where my own internal assumptions about what health and wellness is have been challenged. Comes to mind Dr. Sarah Gottfried, who taught me about adverse childhood experiences and how they can be one of the most major predictors of long-term risky behaviors related to health, socioeconomic challenges, as well as be one of the strongest predictors for health conditions. Oftentimes in the health and wellness space, people are shunned people are put down when they suffer from depression or asthma or kidney disease or have diabetes or overweight, or perhaps they're currently smoking or drinking heavily. These are health conditions and healthcare behaviors that get pushed to the wayside. And it is thought that the person who exhibits those behaviors is just not being responsible. They're not taking ownership of their own health, and I am so much better than them. But what we know and what we learned back in episode 68 is that adverse childhood experiences are traumatic events that take place within our childhood and lead to broad-ranging adverse consequences, from health conditions to bad health behaviors to having worsened educational and economic impact. We also have learned that these traumas can be generational, getting passed from parent to child. And that can be another huge predictor of adverse health outcomes. It was interesting. My interview with Dr. Gottfried reminded me of my interview with Dr. Chrisanne Gordon. Now, Dr. Chrisanne Gordon is a physician who works with veterans to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. I was surprised in my interview with Dr. Gordon because she taught me the relationship between brain recovery that she sees in military veterans who have post-traumatic stress disorder and those people who suffer from traumatic brain injury. She maintains that post-traumatic stress is a brain injury that needs to be dealt with in the same way as traumatic brain injuries are. Instead of merely focusing on the stressor itself, we have to look at how the brain changes in response to our traumas. She and I talk about how when it comes to these two diseases, post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury, there seems to be a wealth of overlap in the way that you treat them. This got me to thinking about the connections between not just these two disease states, but most all disease states come from the same set of adverse behaviors, which can happen for a lot of different reasons. Everything out there is connected, and the interconnectedness cannot be denied, or else we end up becoming sick in person and becoming sick as a society. When it comes to being sick as a society, I thought of my interview with Robin O'Brien all the way back in episode 18 about why our food system is making us sick. This has been something that has been critically important to me for a long time. More than 10 years ago, I recognized the problems associated with monoculturalization of food. The earth is meant to be abundantly blessed with crops from many different strains of the same foods. And what we have done over the course of couple hundred years is eliminate all of that biodiversity and put all of our eggs into too few baskets. The past year has been a challenge for all of us, and many Americans have faced food insecurity for the first time. This has led to a critical emphasis on taking a deep dive, and how do we really look at what is broken with our food system? Why is it that we get food out of the fields that cannot be consumed by us? And when there are breakdowns, even small breakdowns in the food distribution system, people go hungry. It's a problem that causes trauma, that causes emotional upheaval, that causes us to feel that insecurity, which leads us to be unhealthy. We have to look at the connectedness between all of the diseases within ourselves and how it relates to the greater world around us. I spoke of the past year, and the past year has been stressful, to say the least. One of my most popular guests was Dr. Martin Kohldorf back in episode 60. Dr. Kohldorf is the author of the Great Barrington Declaration, and he maintains that we are taking the wrong approach to COVID. I tend to agree with him because I think that we could be focused on looking at the connectedness of the world around us and really focusing on how do we encourage people to be healthy by having a firmly established healthy food system, by having a firmly established way to ensure that all children are fed and given warm clothing and stability in the world. But instead, what we have done is we have focused more on the risks of being around one another. And where I think we have failed the most in the past year is by universally treating everyone the same. It doesn't work when it comes to the reduction of the spread of infectious diseases. I agree with Dr. Kohldorf. What would be much more prudent is to take a focused protection on those people who we know to be at greater risk. This, of course, includes people who are older. It also includes people who have chronic disease, and that, dear listeners, is one of the main things that I want to change with this podcast. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Congratulations to Krissa Janke, who is the winner of the very first ever Lindsay Elmore Show giveaway. For all of you that did not win, you are in luck between now and April 6th. All that you have to do to be entered to win a collection of exclusive Lindsay Elmore Show swag is head to Apple Podcasts and rate and review the show. If you've already rated and reviewed the show, number one, thank you. And number two, you are entered. I am so grateful for you, and I hope that you win. If you have not rated and reviewed the show, head to Apple Podcast, drop us in a rating and a review, and do remember your Apple ID that you use to log into Apple Podcast, because we'll be selecting a winner on April the 6th and announcing it live on the show soon thereafter. Go ahead, leave us a rating, leave us a review. It helps us get the pod to more people. And now, let's get back to the show. I want you to listen to this show and understand that you are not required to live with chronic illness. Now, I know when I say that, some people hear me and they say, you know, I've had this disease for so long. I've had this, I've had that. I've tried every single thing. Okay, you know, sometimes that's the way it goes. Some people have autoimmune disorders and genetic disorders that will never truly be healed. But we can find ways to find joy, and we can find ways to find goodness throughout our entire day, even if we are in the situation where something genetically is wrong or we have an inflammatory process that simply is very complicated to get worked out. What I talk about when I say chronic diseases, I want us to more think about lifestyle diseases. That is where my passion lies when it comes to functional medicine. I truly believe that people do not have to be fat, sick, and nearly dead. People do not have to be overweight or have chronic diabetes or hypertension. I want listeners of this show to walk away and understand that we have power in how we can manage our lives. Two of the episodes that come to mind about taking back that power were first my interview with Dr. Kieran Dunstan in episode 54. Dr. Dunstan, after losing 100 pounds and completely transforming her metabolism in her midlife, now helps women around the time of menopause to understand that all the ups and downs and the fluctuations are not normal, and we do not have to live with all of these symptoms, which really are just there to say, hey, I'm not good at baseline. We want to figure out what that baseline is so that we can make powerful, positive transformations no matter where we are in our lives. Another guest that really inspired me to challenge my own perceptions of the capabilities and the potential of the human body were Sandy Jo Weston. Sandy Jo taught me some principles of micro exercise. This is something that I think people who are suffering from chronic diseases, they hear like, oh, you've got to exercise. And it seems like this huge concept that's very far down the line, and going on a 3-mile walk sounds crazy and impossible. But what Sandy taught me is that 30-second bursts of exercise while you're brushing your teeth or while you're washing the dishes can be equally as beneficial to your cardiovascular system, and they have the powerful ability to shift your mood. This is something that a friend taught me a long time ago, and I should have known that he was this smart. But when I get into a bad mood, my friend taught me, just jump up and down. Just jump up and down 100 times. You cannot feel bad after jumping up and down 100 times. And when you introduce micro exercises into your activities of your daily life, it can lead you to a more healthy outcome, even if you're not at a position where you can say, go run a 5K or run a 10K. Can you move at some point in your life? Another thing that I have loved is being able to bring awareness to lesser known disease states. We've got some more content coming for you on this topic, but we often don't know how to describe things effectively until we put a name to it. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that it is a commonality among humans. We can't quite describe things unless we say, okay, well, this is the disorder I have, and here are the collection of symptoms that define it. In my conversation with Tamina Stoll in episode 77, I heard from her how she suffered from post-graduation anxiety and post-graduation depression. Now, we have talked on the show a lot about anxiety and depression and acceptance and people-pleasing and so many topics related to this idea of simply going through periods of nervousness and sadness. Why do we cover it so much? because I think that it is one of those things that all people experience and most women experience regularly. Let's stop. Let us find a way that we create strong networks of support that help us to go through the transitions of life, such as graduation. In an upcoming episode, we talk about the major transition of giving birth and how we can be prepared to go through those transitions with confidence instead of with fear. Bringing awareness to little known disease states and understanding that even in these lesser known disease states, there is a common human experience of going through difficult time that cause us to be forced to grow emotionally or end up in a scenario where we are not growing. And if you're not growing, what are we doing here on earth? One of my favorite interviews was with Barb Stegman. Barb uses stoic wisdom to encourage women to harness their collective power to create a world that we all want to live in. I am enamored with the ideas of stoicism because stoicism is the concept that we can face hardship, we can face times where we are in pain or struggling without having major shifts in our ability to control our emotions. Throughout many of my conversations, stress is one of those topics that comes up again and again and again. And one of the most common causes of stress is the inability to create evenness, quietude, and stillness within our emotions. Some people think that being stoic means that you have an absence of emotions. This is absolutely not true. Stoicism is a way that you can look at the situation around you, understand that there's no changing it, and so how can we take in the world around us in a gentle and easy way so that we can say, okay, well, that's what's happening. I'm going to take that in, and now I'm going to use the power that that builds within me to give me strength, to give me courage, to give me that get up and go that it takes to absolutely go out there and change the world without wasting any of my strength and power and emotional reserve on anger, on frustration, on distrust, on the spinning of the wheels that can be at the root of so many of us being sick. I hope that as we go forward, we continue to bring interviews that inspire your purpose, that evoke emotion, that push your boundaries and help you to ever evolve into the person that you want to be. We're here to help you create balance, to look at health and wellness as a daily journey that is going to take you a lifetime to achieve. I want you to be so vibrantly healthy that you have the emotional and mental and physical capacity to turn your passion into your life's work and to give back and serve a greater mission. We're not here for trends. We're not here for fly by the night. We're not here to lose 15 pounds in a month, man. We're here to truly inspire women of all ages to understand and deep in their heart believe that they deserve to be well. You deserve to pursue your dreams. You deserve to leave your mark. You deserve to get out of bed in the morning feeling great. You deserve to know that the work you do matters. I hope that when you listen to this show, there is something that I say or that a guest says that sparks something within you that helps you to get up each day with the motivation and the inspiration to make healthy decisions. They don't always have to be perfect. This show is not about eating kale all of the time. There are times that celebratory food or a lazy Saturday are perfectly and wonderfully healthy. I want you to be so healthy, so joyful, so vibrant that you not only overcome obstacles that come in front of you, that you see setbacks as the potential to improve and get better. You're in pursuit of your dreams. You are doing more than just living the day to day. I hope you can leave your mark and can find ways to continually challenge your understanding of health and wellness so that we can ever and always improve for the better. Now, the show doesn't stop here. We already have many more episodes planned for you, tackling requested topics like infertility and women's hormone cycles. We are going to be talking about how we can use our physical body to help us overcome trauma and how our body was built to change and grow over time. I appreciate you being a listener. If this show is meaningful for you, I would so appreciate if you would go and rate and review us over on Apple Podcast. It helps us to bring the show to more people, and the more people that we can inspire to be so healthy that they live their dreams, the better off we are. Don't forget that in the next week, we will be doing a giveaway of exclusive podcast swag. And to be entered to win that giveaway, all that you have to do is go and rate and review and subscribe to The Lindsay Elmore Show. If there has been an episode that is particularly meaningful to you, head to lindsayelmore.com/podcast and donate to the show. Each of your donations helps us to bring the show to you and to get better and better guests without having to bog down the show with a ton of ads. Thanks again for listening to The Lindsay Elmore Show. The Lindsay Elmore Show is written and produced by me, Lindsay Elmore. Show segments are produced by Sue Procco and Kelsey Lorman. Production design, sound design, and editing is by Jive Media. If you have a question about this or any other episode of the podcast, send us an email to hello@lindsayelmoreshow.com. And hey, since you're still here, take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And while you're at it, go over and follow us on Instagram @LindsayElmoreShow. This helps us bring the pod to more people.